Hi, welcome to the Oh Woman podcast, where we discuss oh so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll discuss outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Welcome to today's show. This is episode 7 of the Oh Woman podcast. The topic that we're going to talk about today is natural childbirth, an introduction specifically. This is one of the things that I am most passionate about on this earth. I have had a few friends who have given birth naturally. Most of my friends are still not yet mothers, as same thing with me, I'm not yet a mother. But I've spoken with a lot of women about their birthing experiences, about what really goes on when you're actually having a baby in the moment. And everything points to how positive natural childbirth is, how beneficial natural childbirth really is. So I just wanted to do a little crash course, kind of an intro to it. When a lot of people hear the phrase natural birth or natural childbirth, they think, oh, it's a bunch of hippies, don't know what they're talking about, give me the drugs, of course, you know, I'd rather, you know, not have to deal with pain. And a lot of people think that when they hear about doing it without any pain medication or anything like that. But natural childbirth is a lot more than just foregoing medications. It has to do with the way you approach the entire birthing experience, what sort of research you do beforehand to get yourself ready, how empowered you actually feel about the birth, which is such a big, big thing. Because having a baby, actually having a physical child emerge from your body, is such a profound, amazing spiritual experience for all the mothers I've spoken to. Whether they did natural birth or not. It's such a profound experience, and it will change you forever, and it is the most important thing, or the beginning of the most important thing you will ever do, which is raise a child, whether you're a man or a woman and you're raising a child. That is the most important thing you will ever do. It is your greatest contribution to our universe, to our world. So why not start it off in the best possible way that we can, with the least interventions if they're unnecessary, so that we, our bodies as women who are giving birth to children, and our babies' bodies, have all the benefits and all the positives that come with that. And I'll talk a little bit more about all those positives in a little bit. The biggest underlying theme to me that connects with natural childbirth is the theme of empowerment. So just as I speak about empowerment in your sexual lives, so too does empowerment control everything about your life as you are birthing children and being a parent and things like that. And in this case, I'm talking much more specifically about actually birthing a child. Of course, I believe women are parents if they adopt a child or something like that, but I'm talking about the experience of actually giving birth to the child and then the immediate after effects of that right now. Empowerment is such a key in natural childbirth, as it should be in all birth, because all birth should be as natural as possible, since it is such a natural process that has been done for so long, and it doesn't need to be changed. It doesn't need to be controlled and medicalized in the way that it is. Our bodies are our bodies. They know what to do, just like they know what to do sexually. You give them a chance, and they're going to surprise you in amazing ways. But when you think about empowerment and about a mother who is pregnant, going to give birth, there is no way that she's going to feel successful in her birthing experience if she's doing it naturally, unless she's feeling empowered. Empowerment is about, the biggest thing about empowerment is about feeling that you are knowledgeable, capable, and in control of what's going on. Now, there's a lot about birth that you are not in control of. But there are plenty of things about birth that you can be in control of. Like where you choose to give birth, who is with you, the interventions that you want done or not done to your child, how you want to go about having your baby, and then just being knowledgeable about possibilities and really what could go wrong or not, so that you are educated and you are not just trusting in the medical establishment to tell you these things. A lot of things that I've heard from women too is, well, I should just trust the doctors and the nurses because they like have a degree and they know what they're doing about this better than I do. No, 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 no. Doctors and nurses can be fantastic people, and almost all the time they mean good things. But your body has been doing this before doctors and nurses ever existed as people. There was ever a profession, a job, or anything. Women have been having babies and giving birth since the beginning of humankind, clearly, or we wouldn't have humankind. And there have always been women that have been around to help them, usually their closest family members or communities of women to support them and help them get through it. But these women originally were not doctors or nurses. They were women who knew what to do because they had done it. Their bodies had done it, and they trusted in that. This goes back to a basic trust in what your body can do. And if you're not educated about what your body can do, of course you're not going to be empowered to try to have a baby the natural way. And if you try, you'll likely succeed if you are in a place of empowerment. You can say to yourself, okay, I want to do it naturally because you know all of the negatives that go with medical interventions and C-sections and inducing labor and all the problems that can happen with that. So let's say you know all of this already and you are like, okay, I want to do it naturally. But you don't take it upon yourself to take charge of knowing what that means and getting a nurse or midwife or doctor who's very sympathetic to what you want and what you and your partner want to do as you give birth. If you don't actually actively seek it out, that doesn't mean, or you're not going to be able to probably do it. You can't just magically successfully do it unless you have a support system. Because let's face it, giving birth is hard. It's not like, oh, I'm going to, you know, refrain from doing this thing for 1 minute of the day and I succeeded. You know, I'm gonna not do this. And yes, I succeeded. I did it. Or I'm not going to smoke cigarettes for 1 hour. Yes, I did it. But it's not such short-term gratification or immediate gratification as that with birth. It can be a long, tiring experience. And unless you have a support system from your partner, the medical establishment that you're choosing to be around, and yourself, or perhaps your doula or your midwife, then it's going to be really hard for you to stick with what you want to do, what you know is the healthiest, which is a natural birth for your baby. Because let's face it, 90-ish, the percentages vary based on what research you look at, but it's around 90% of women just in the world, at least in the U.S., probably more in the world would be my guess, but in the U.S. are going to have a normal, healthy baby in a fine way without any major complications, and they'll be okay. The majority would be able to do a natural birth if given the resources and the support system and if they felt empowered enough to do so. There are so many benefits from natural birth. So many benefits. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. But most women aren't going to have a big problem giving birth. And a lot of the big problems that women do have now giving birth have to do with interventions that they were given, which they did not need. And the women likely didn't know this at the time. A woman is not going to endanger her child when she's giving birth. So a woman and her partner are going to do what they think is the best for their baby. But if they're being misinformed, or if they, you know, don't know all the details and aren't feeling empowered with their understanding about their body and the process and what's going to happen, then they're going to listen to whatever the person in charge at that moment is telling them because they want to be healthy and they want their baby to be healthy. I mean, of course. So you have to have enough information and enough resources and support in your toolkit before you ever go into having birth for you to be able to do it. So you really need to prepare that for yourself, definitely. And now the difference between natural birth now and natural birth thousands of years ago is that thousands of years ago there wasn't another option. And another big thing is women would see birth. Women don't see birth in our modern society unless they are one of the lucky few that get invited to see their sister have a baby or their, you know, cousin or their friend. But as young women growing up, before they have sex or when they're having sex, or as young girls, they don't get to hang out in a labor room where a woman is groaning because, number one, she's in a compromised position according to our society, and oh no, she's maybe a little bit gooey, or she's, you know, seems like she's in pain. It's too raw of an experience to expose a child to, we imagine this, too scary or something, so we shouldn't show them that. And definitely, you know, that has a toll on our modern understanding of birth as natural. I mean, we know birth is a natural thing, but because there's so much information out there that is bombarding you with the facts that it supposedly is just equally as safe to do it this way or do it that way, you know, with interventions and drugs and C-sections and things, there's so much information out there bombarding us, making us think, oh, maybe natural birth actually isn't the best way. Maybe we've discovered a better way to do it through our great intelligence as technologically modern humans. It's really hard to know what's right. It's really hard to know that natural birth is the oldest thing around and the best thing around. When things are fantastically made over millennia of evolution, and a woman's body has been created to be a certain way on purpose over time and energies in the universe, you don't change something that's already perfected, that has spent thousands of years perfecting itself. You don't change that. So women don't see other women giving birth, and they don't see the potential possibilities, and they don't see how animated women who have natural births are after they have their baby. Women that have natural births, in most cases, have such a flush of hormones and emotions and energy after their baby's born that sometimes they feel like kind of, you know, too awake for days. That is definitely a thing where women, I've heard it said, women, you know, make sure you're sleeping the first few days. I know you're going to think that you don't need to because of, you're just, you know, your body's not going to want you to sleep. You're going to want to stay awake because, number one, you're excited, and number one, your body is telling you to stay awake, very likely evolutionarily, because you need to watch out for that baby nonstop for the first few days. And that women who have had a lot of interventions and a lot of drugs and epidurals and things, they're numb. They don't have good control over their body. They can't even stand up out of the bed without four people helping them get up. They can't move. They can't walk around the room and hold their child. They have to wait for someone else to bring the child to them when that other person decides that it's the time, the right time. But it should always be the mother deciding. It is the right time for the baby to be held immediately. You do not take the baby away from the mother the first moment of its life to put it on a cold scale and weigh it. If there is a medical emergency, yes, take the baby, go help it. But in 90% of cases, with normal, average women who already don't have a lot of big health issues, like being diabetic or very overweight or whatever, in those 90% of cases where everything goes fine, that baby needs to be with the mother. And the mother will know what to do in many cases too, and in some cases, no. But if you have a support system of women around, they can totally explain it to that woman. It's okay to ask for help, but it's especially you ask for help from people that you trust, people that you know are proven good mothers, like your own mother or your sisters or your good friends, a network of women that you know you can trust with your life and your baby's life. And I'm not saying that doctors and nurses are not trustworthy, but they're definitely looking at you from the perspective of a client, and they're making sure that all their I's are dotted and their T's are crossed in the paperwork process and all the red tape they have to jump through, all the hoops they have to jump through. Your family isn't. Your family is just there ready to help you out. And so women never see babies born until, sometimes until they're having their own baby. And then you're not seeing that. You're just experiencing that. So women aren't seeing babies being born. So they don't know what questions to ask women who've had babies in the same way that a woman who's witnessed a birth has. Because, you know, you can ask a woman, if you've witnessed a birth, you can say, at this point in time, you were saying this or doing this. Do you remember doing that? What were you feeling? And they can describe it exactly. Because to the observer, sometimes birth looks a lot scarier than it is and a lot more painful than it really is. But when you ask a woman, like about 6 months ago, one of my best friends gave birth. And a lot of the noises and sounds that she made sounded definitely like she was in pain. And she was in pain, but when you asked her afterwards to reflect back on the pain, it wasn't even pain to her. It was just labor, what labor really is. She's written a really wonderful post about it on her website that talks about labor as labor, as work, not as undying, horrible pain. Yes, it's pain, but when you're in the moment, and you are educated about what your body's supposed to be doing and what's supposed to be happening, so you know nothing's really going wrong. You just know you have to get through it because it's work. It's a job. When you're in that zone, you're not thinking of, oh, this hurts, this hurts, this hurts, because you expected it to hurt some. You're thinking of, this is my world right now, and I can calmly, and not without pain, but I can calmly get through it. Because that is my job right now. That is my task. And I can do it because I know what my body is capable of and I know what I am capable of. I have a strength of will. I have a strength of heart and I am able to do this. I've also heard people kind of poo-poo a discussion of natural birth and women that have natural births because they feel that the women that want to have a natural birth in the day and age where there are drugs and numbing solutions and things like that, they feel like those women are just trying to prove that they're tough. I've seen a lot of articles written from this standpoint by mothers and other people. You know, okay, folks, they're saying kind of, the age of feminism, it's here, but we're not still in the 70s anymore. You don't need to constantly prove that you're a tough woman. That's not what it's about. It is not at all about proving you're a tough woman. It's about fulfilling the cycle of life that your body can do. Now, if your body somehow wasn't made for giving birth, or, you know, I don't know. For example, okay, your body is not made for undergoing surgery. Like, you break your arm and your arm's going to get, like, rebroken and reset and put in a cast. Our body is not made for coping with that. I mean, we can do it, but that our body isn't designed, since we are fetuses, to be able to deal with a broken arm. That isn't part of the plan. Giving birth is part of the plan. It is always part of the plan. So our body's got all these amazing systems set up to support it. Now, I would say that if a woman wanted to undergo her arm being rebroken and put in a cast and set and all that stuff without meds, that she would probably be trying to prove that she was tough. But giving birth without meds isn't about proving anything. It's about making the choice that is really the healthiest for you and your baby. There's going to be less complications in the long run for you and for your baby. Almost all of us can agree that the design in nature and the design of nature is fantastic, way above our heads, our ability to understand all the amazing ecosystems and relationships that happen in nature between animals and plants and humans, because we're animals too. So it's unbelievable to me that folks over-medicalize birth when it is such a part of life. It is such a part of life. Life is impossible without it. It doesn't need to be medicalized unless the woman is already, we know, at risk for complications, like some of the reasons I mentioned earlier. If she has health problems that are severe or, you know, things like that. But as a conscious consumer of our medical system, you would know that in advance. You would, if you were the mother or you were a friend of that mother, you would encourage her to get checked out and make sure that everything was on the right track before you proceeded with a natural birth. which, as I said before, in most cases, is going to turn out perfectly fine. Now, a lot of the ideas about, you know, 90% of women, really, 90% of average women that don't already have significant health problems, being able to have a natural birth without any complications. A lot of people say, no, well, that doesn't seem right, just because of all the stories I hear about women. They were at the hospital, you know, okay, their water breaks, and then they go to the hospital, and the doctor's like, okay, we have to induce now. And they're like, well, if I hadn't gone and they hadn't induced, what would have happened to my baby? There's a lot of things that doctors tell you that you need to do that don't necessarily need to happen on their timeline. Please do keep in mind that even though doctors and nurses are invaluable people, they go to work. It is a schedule. They have a timeline. They have a lunch break. They go home. They like to get off work and leave and not stay 12 extra hours. A lot of what happens in the medical system, including labor and birth, happens on the timeline of someone that isn't the mother. And it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way at all. It should be the mother and the babies and their bodies together. That timeline is what it should be. So in the case where, oh, my water broke, but my labor hadn't started and we have to induce, for example, in those cases, you have to think, did they really have to induce labor? Okay, here's some different information about how long you're allowed to have your water broken before labor begins, you know, to be a risk or not. A lot of what I hear, even from doctors, is 24 hours. So why not wait 24 hours? Very likely your body will do what it needs to do, but you need to give it time. Rushing the most important science experiment that you're ever going to be a part of, or rushing the birth of your child and saying, okay, I'm going to go ahead and have the C-section because I'm feeling uncomfortable, is not fair to your body, to the potential that you have to have a baby that is perfectly fine and healthy. And your body will bounce back faster without all of the extra interventions. It's not fair to your baby. It's not a fair thing. You have to think about all of that. The U.S. has alarmingly high C-section rates, and now they've been dropping a little bit over the past few years, I think, people realizing that it's not the best route to take. But America has alarmingly high C-section rates compared to other countries, and still, one of not good infant mortality rates based on a country that thinks that they know everything about the medical system and they, you know, everything goes perfectly. Now, if the infant mortality rates weren't what they are, I mean, they're better than countries that have no medical help at all, because sometimes you need interventions. But they're not as good as countries that are industrialized, modern countries that oftentimes aren't quite as pushy with the C-sections and things like that. So there's so much information that you have to think about going into natural birth. The biggest thing that I would say as you're approaching being interested in starting to get pregnant maybe or have a baby is look all of this stuff up for yourself. Look it all up for yourself. Look up both sides of the story. Now, another podcast, I'm going to talk a lot more about why natural birth is medically so much more beneficial and healthier for your body and your baby's body and your entire family than any other kind of medicated birth. So an epidural or a C-section or, you know, things like that. So we'll talk about that another time. But for now, I encourage you to look up anything you can get your hands on, because now's the time. This is it. If you're going to have a baby soon, if you're going to get pregnant soon, this is the only time you have now. You've got to use it. You've got to use it. You've got to realize that you are a powerful human as far as what you can decide, what you can demand, and what you can do. Otherwise, why would it be that our bodies can have entire human beings come out of them without the capability for wonderful things? So you have a great measure of control over your environment, and this is when you have to start asking for it. You look up as many things as you can look up. And you look up, you know, if you agree with the natural birth standpoint, you look up things that other people have written about why epidurals are fantastic, just so you know both sides of the story. If you think natural birth is still a hippy-dippy thing, You need to look up other information about natural birth to have both sides of the story. I would recommend one fantastic author is Ina May Gaskin. I would recommend her book. I believe her book is called Ina May Gaskin's Guide to Childbirth or Guide to Natural Childbirth. It's Ina, I-N-A, May, M-A-Y, and then Gaskin, G-A-S-K-I-N. So I would recommend reading that, definitely, because it's almost like a substitute for not being able to see births yourself, because there's a lot of great pictures, there's a lot of fantastic stories of tons of births. She has great statistics in there for you to understand. And a lot of her ideas are sort of, you know, people might say hippie-minded or whatever, but the point is the outcome. Her outcome is fantastic as far as healthy babies, healthy mothers, live births, low rates of C-section. Her information is fantastic, and so I would recommend reading that book as opposed to, you know, looking up random people's blogs online. I would do that, too, to read personal testimonials, but I would look her up and read her stuff. And the great thing about that book I mentioned is that it has so many stories and so many pictures in it that it kind of helps substitute a little bit for the fact that as women in our society now, we don't see births and we don't witness births from young women on up to older women. We don't see that happening. So it's kind of your experience with birth so that you feel more comfortable, so you understand, hey, there are so many possibilities, so many things that I've been told are emergencies. In stories with other women that have had an emergency, supposedly, and the doctor said, let's do this, let's do that, weren't actually emergencies. There were other ways to deal with it. But because those women might not have been informed, or the doctors were on a schedule, or the doctors were misinformed, the outcome was different. Maybe they had to have a C-section, supposedly, when they didn't really need one. And in some cases, you do need to have a C-section, and you do need to have extra interventions when it really is about the health of the mother and the baby, but it not as often as our world makes it happen. And we owe it to ourselves and to our bodies and to the future of the world, which is our children, to begin their life and our life with them in the best way possible, in the most natural way possible. Because nature doesn't really mess up. Nature knows what to do. Nature takes care of itself, and having a little bit of belief in your ability is all you need to start. Thank you so much for joining me today for our podcast, a little bit of introduction into natural childbirth. Join me again soon for more discussions about, actually more details and facts about the fantastic benefits of having a natural childbirth experience as opposed to a very medicated, hospitalized birth. I enjoy talking with you today, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye.